Well, I've been joined today by Sam Coley, who's not only the mayor of South Wood and Ferrers, but he's also an active member of the Lee Orpheus Male Voice Choir, and being one of those dealing with the recruitment. And he's on a recruitment mission today, because although the Lee Orpheus Male Voice Choir has over 100 members and is reputedly one of the largest choirs in the country, you're looking for new members, aren't you?
We certainly are.
Okay, certainly come on. Why? Why? You've got so many already.
Well, inevitably, when you've got a choir, you lose quite a few members over a period of time for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah.
Age, infirmity, or they just move away. Mm. And we always need to recruit new members to keep the numbers up to that sort of figure.
Well, anyway, tell us more about the choir. How long has it been established? And if you're already one of... Well, we've done this. Why are you taking any more?
Well, we started about 48 years ago as an offshoot of a local Welsh society, Welsh language class. And in those days, we sang a lot in Welsh. We still do a little bit of Welsh. In fact, last weekend, we were down in South Wales and had to do a crash course in the Welsh National Anthem. But we now are really... in part of the society, the local society, and the Welsh side of it is not particularly relevant anymore. Although we like to still keep that Welsh side going.
I mean, that's not an easy language.
It's actually quite difficult. It isn't obvious when you read it on the page.
No, I can imagine.
And when you get a phonetic version, it's even worse.
That's incredible. But did you start when it was all in the Welsh language?
No, I've been in the choir about 6 years.
Oh, right. Okay. Now, I guess that one critical issue for anyone considering joining is that they can sing, because I do know of one group who said they don't mind.
The main criteria is we have two criteria. One is obviously that you're male.
Mm, yes.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be a male voice choir. And the other is that you need to be able to pitch a note.
Right.
So to be able to sing, we're not looking for soloists.
Right.
We're looking for choristers. And you'll be amongst a group of people singing the same part as you.
Yeah.
We sing in four parts. That's bass, baritone, and two tenor parts.
Mm-hmm.
So you only need to be able to pitch the note. You will learn the parts as you go along.
Right.
Because we do sing in concerts from memory rather than reading the music. So you don't need to learn to read music either.
Need to learn Welsh,
well,
though.
You learn it by rote. I've been singing Gwahoddiad for 25 years, and I still can't remember some of the words.
What do you do? La, la, la.
Well, the people around me get it, so it tends to carry you along.
Yes. So tell me something about the experience of actually singing in a male voice choir.
Well, primarily, being in a male voice choir is fun.
Right.
In fact, singing is fun.
Yeah.
Singing, and it's also therapeutic. I mean, there's a lots of research these days that says singing is good for your mental health and your physical health.
Yeah.
In fact, years ago, when I first joined my voice choir, although I've only been in Lee Orpheus for 6 years, I've been doing it for about 26 years, and I was suffering with stress-related problems, and I found that going out and singing on a Friday night sort of broke the bit between work and the weekend. And my weekend started on Friday night when I was at practice. Then you go for a beer, meet your friends. It's a fantastic thing to do.
Now, I can identify with the stress, because when you if you're working in some of the offices and you come away from there, it's a nightmare, and you've got to have somebody to unwind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So if someone asked you why they should join a male voice choir, what would you say? Would it be purely on the stress or to have fun or what?
I think it's mainly to have fun.
Yeah.
It's just an enjoyment thing. I mean, a lot of people like the idea of being able to perform to an audience.
Mm.
And most people can't do that because they don't personally have enough talent to get a gig. They don't have the confidence to sing on their own.
Mm.
But when you're part of a group of maybe on stage 60 or 70 people, you've got that security around you.
Oh, absolutely.
And you do get the adrenaline rush from actually performing. It's fantastic. I mean, there are times when I've gone home after a concert and not been able to sleep.
Really?
Yeah, because it's that yes. sort of adrenaline.
So how often and where do you meet?
We practice every Friday. Mm. We probably take a couple of weeks off at Christmas. And sometimes we take Good Friday off. But otherwise, we meet every Friday at the Salvation Army in Hadley.
Right.
Which is Morris opposite Morrison's in Hadley.
Oh, yes.
In London
yes.
Road.
Yeah.
We meet there at 7:30. Mm. I usually get there just after 7. Mm-hmm. And we finish about 9:45. Mm-hmm. When I then go to the local cricket club and have a couple of beers with my...
Seems reasonable.
Well, I can, because I'm driving, I only have one.
But, yes.
But you just have a bit of relaxation afterwards and...
Well, you've got to
chat with your friends.
You've got to lubricate. What
absolutely,
you've been using. Yeah. And what about the concerts? How often do you perform those?
We probably do about 8 or 10 concerts in a year. Mm. We've just come back from South Wales.
Yes,
In Cwmbran, where the highlight was a joint concert with Pontynewydd, male voice choir.
Right.
On the Saturday night. That was where we had to sing the Welsh National Anthem in Welsh.
Yes.
It was a bit daunting because that weekend was the anniversary of Abba Van.
Oh, Lord, yes, of course it was.
And several of their choristers had actually been amongst the rescue parties at Abba Van. In fact, one of their choristers, had actually gone to that school 10 years earlier.
Good,
it was all quite emotional.
What 10 years before
before
it actually happened?
Yeah. So he knew a lot of the families, and so he had us singing the Welsh National Anthem as we went over the bridge into Wales. It was quite dramatic, really.
Did you have some of the songs that were in Welsh, like the Welsh National Anthem, did you have them written down phonetically so that you could...
I had them in Welsh and phonetically, but to be honest, once you get into the swing of things, it's easier to read them sometimes in the Welsh rather than the phonetic.
Really?
Well, it depends how you write phonetics, doesn't it?
And, well, I suppose so, yeah.
And Welsh doesn't lend itself sometimes to phonetic things. So, yeah.
Now you mentioned Wales, but you've done some concerts further afield, have you not?
Yes, I've been in the choir 6 years, and I've been to Belgium, to Germany, to Spain.
Mm.
I've also been to Newcastle upon Tyne, to Buxton in Derbyshire, down to Cornwall for Newquay.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
And how often would you do that?
We try to go away every year.
Right. Once a year, or is it more frequently?
Well, usually once a year.
Right.
In fact, I say we've been in existence for 48 years. Mm. In 2 years' time, it'll be our 50th anniversary, and we're hoping to arrange a week's tour of Malta and Gozo.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be quite something special.
There's a special reason to join. Now, if anybody fancies having a go, what should they do?
We have a telephone number, which is 07754 673 600, which is our recruitment line.
Right.
The best thing to do is to actually phone that number and arrange to come along to a practice.
Right.
Because what we will do is, obviously, you need to know which section you're going to be in.
Right.
So we would introduce you to our musical director, Janet Walker. She would just check that you could pitch a note.
You do that over the phone?
No, you would do that when you arrive.
No, but I mean, is it...
No, you couldn't do it over the phone. So you turn up, you'd be introduced to Janet, she'd check that you could pitch a note, and which what range you're in.
Yeah.
Then we'd introduce you to another member of that section who would look after you for the next few weeks or months or however long it takes to get you comfortable with what you're doing. Because it is quite a big learning curve when you first start.
It is, yeah.
But it's like all hobbies, it's worth the effort.
And you've got a website as well, have you?
We have.
Which is?
Which I can't remember.
I'm going to cheat because I've actually got it down here. It's www.lomvc.org.
That sounds good.
So it's all the W's, lomvc.org. I hope I've got that right, otherwise I'm going to look complete twit. And one of the other things, of course, is you've got to be available, basically, to commit that you're available at least every Friday and maybe other times.
I mean, there are... Not everybody can make it every Friday.
No,
their
of course
family
not.
Things come in.
No.
And, I mean, the age range that we really wanted to attract is about 45 to 60 or 40 to 60 at a time when people are... Their kids are moving away or they're
yes,
no longer...
Course.
Needing the kids are no longer needing them quite so much, and you probably can't play sport anymore, or it's getting more difficult. And those are the age group we really wanted to do. And sometimes family things will get in the way.
You can
holiday if we're rehearsing 50 weeks a year, you can't make every rehearsal.
Well, of course not.
So if you can make three quarters of them,
you're there basically.
Yeah.
And what sort of area do people come in to you from? How far away?
The Longford. Well, there is one guy who comes from miles away, but I can't remember where he actually lives.
Yeah.
But we've got people from Chelmsford, Danbury. Mm-hmm. I live in Southwood and Ferrers.
Yes.
But we haven't got too many living in the sort of Basildon and Brentwood area.
Right.
And we would really like to get people from that area. We've in the past done recruitment campaigns in the Rayleigh, Southend area. But obviously, we need to look to people from further afield.
Good stuff. All right. Well, look, many thanks indeed for coming in to see us today, Sam. And let's hope your quest for new members goes well.
Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure.